Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, the program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. Hope you had a wonderful and restful weekend, an opportunity to celebrate the Lord's Day, to receive the Eucharist, to come together as the body of Christ, the people of God who are forgiven, loved, united to God. Just thinking about it, beginning a new week and Monday morning can feel like there's already a lot on our shoulders. I remember reading at one point C.S. Lewis said, it's a very common experience. You know, you wake up first thing in the morning, you barely move, just open your eyes. And he said, sometimes it feels like there's the weight of everything that's coming at you is like a herd of wild horses rushing at you, thundering at you. Challenges, problems, responsibilities, concerns, all of that coming at us. And he said, one of the first things we have to do is start pushing it back immediately. He said, even before you get out of bed, you got to start pushing it back and make first things first. And let's do that today. And what are first things? What is the first thing? Well, the first thing for us to be able to lay hold of today and to welcome, to celebrate, to really truly believe in our soul, in our heart with God's help, is the knowledge, the experiential knowledge that we're loved by God, that God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who've loved each other from all eternity, God is love. And God's disposition toward us, God's passion toward us, God's gaze upon us is one of love. In a particular, I mean, God loves his whole creation and he loves everybody that bears his image. But in particular, he has and is given to us and he's offering it to the whole world, a profound, deep, totally transformative, intimate love, the intimate love that has existed before all time between the Father and the Son. And that's the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the whole work of salvation begins with, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever would believe in him would not die but have everlasting life. And so love is about God's, and salvation is about God's heroic, loving triumph through his Son, dealing with all the obstacles in the fallen human condition that separate us from the capacity to be united to God that way, in totality, to have that union, communion. And we talked last week about abiding in God's love and how that's so foundational to the Christian life and everything really does flow from it. But it can be so hard for us to believe it and to internalize it. Because on one shoulder, we have the devil just saying, yeah, God is love. But given all that you've already done to make your life a problem, all the weaknesses, failings, infidelities, whatever you've experienced, somehow that God has had to distance himself from you, or somehow you're an outlier, you're on the outside. So there's a lot of different ways human beings, we're baptized even to Christ, we have a hard time receiving and living in God's love. And that's really the essence of it. And even like the circumstances of life can, as I'm saying, the circumstances can steal that. Not only the internal battles that maybe some of it we've inherited comes out of experience of broken family life. There's all kinds of ways we can talk about it. Or the maybe coming out of a serious sin pattern in our life and somehow we're not ready to forgive ourselves. We refuse to do it. We've got this. And the Lord is saying, let go, let go. You know, I've come to take away your sin, that there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. But the whole work of salvation, when you think about it, is God's desire to bring us into relationship, God the Father that he shares with his Son Jesus. That's why Jesus comes to make us children of God, and that's why the saints marvel at it. And this is not just, I mean, it's a theological truth, but the knowledge that we're talking about is an experiential knowledge. There's power there, the power of the Holy Spirit, the one who is that love, comes to dwell in us in baptism and confirmation. He comes to reveal to us the love of the Father, reveal to us the love of the Son. And that love is experiential if we receive it, welcome it, welcoming the Holy Spirit, and it transforms us, begins to free us. We come out of the shadows. Like you think about Adam and Eve in the garden, what happened after they sinned? God went in search of, where are they? They're hiding. They're covering up and they're hiding. God said, who told you what happened here? And the Lord comes to deal with our shame. He comes to deal with our fears. He comes to deal with self-hatred, all the things that can block our capacity to be able to, no matter what the circumstances are in our life today, no matter what great challenges we're facing, and they can be serious, that there's something deeper, There's something more powerful. There's something that's more transformational. And it's the only thing that ultimately makes us a new creation, can bring us into a state of freedom and having our loves, as Bernard of Clairvaux and Augustine talked about, the rightly ordering of our loves. But it's really helpful to see that one of the greatest pleasures the human spirit can ever experience, there's spiritual pleasures. That it's deeper. We know of fleshly pleasures and all kinds of things we can experience, but there's nothing more powerful, transformative, and even full of pleasure than the work of the Holy Spirit, which is essentially God revealing God to the human spirit. God the Holy Spirit revealing to us the truth, the love of the Son, Jesus' total love for us, and helping us grasp what happened on the cross, that total love and offering that Jesus gave to the Father. And that's the first love. He puts first things first. And this is what the Holy Spirit is helping us do, to love the Father the way Jesus does. And Jesus said on the cross, you can totally trust my Father no matter what's the circumstance. And obeying him, saying yes to him today. Yes, Father, I come to do your will, O God. This is the orientation, the movement of a heart that's being freed and loved and cleansed and animated by the love of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. And then on that cross is Jesus loving us. You've got the vertical to the Father, you've got the horizontal on the cross, and Jesus loving each and every one of us. And so he said so clearly to us, as the Father has loved me, so I loved you. John 15:9. Let that truth begin your week. How does God love you? How does Jesus love you? Jesus loves you the way the Father loves Jesus. Later on in John's gospel, Jesus says, I think I can find it here. I'll pull it up. It says, I made known in that great high priestly prayer, Jesus is praying to the Father, I made known to them thy name, and I will make it known that the love with which you have loved me may be in them and I in them. Imagine what the Lord is saying. From the eternally begotten Son of God, from all eternity, knows with absolute communion, union, depth beyond our wildest imagining, this love between the Father and the Son, which is at the source of everything that is created, everything that is good, everything that has been made, including us. Everything's made by love. Everything is made for love. And at the top of it all, at the peak of it all, are human beings who bear his image and are able to receive, understand, and respond to that love with our own freedom and enter in freely to that love. So God, in these passages, you see, God loves us the way God loves God. Absolute, total, unconditional love. And he knows exactly who you are. So today, receive that. Let's start this week together. Let's thank the Lord. Father in heaven, we thank you for your perfect plan. We thank you for how you've revealed yourself in Jesus. To see Jesus is to see you, Father. To see Jesus and all that he did, all that he said, to see him laying down his life out of love for us on the cross with just a love without limit, knowing exactly who we are. He comes to take away our sin. He bleeds for us so that we can be free to love and to be loved by you, to enter into that relationship so it's possible that we could become children of God. Father, we thank you for your plan, and we welcome the gift of Jesus, your Son, and we welcome today the love. And Jesus rose from the dead, and you raised him from the dead, and the power of the Holy Spirit, and he's filled with glory, and in your beloved Son, who's in your presence and brought us with him as he ascended to the throne of heaven, Father, that you prepared for him. And now one of us is at your right hand, and that's where you desire every one of us to be. So we thank you, Father, for your perfect plan that alone can save us, that alone can bring us into freedom and rightly ordered love of our neighbor, to love those even who hate us, and then to love ourselves, because sometimes we hate ourselves because of regrets, because maybe of storylines that were fed to us from the time we were children, that human brokenness. And you've come and you've triumphed in Jesus to bring about a new creation, a new humanity. animated by the love of God through the power of the Holy Spirit who makes known to us who the Father is. 1 John 4:8, God is love. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us. And he sent his Son to be the expiation of our sins. The expiation is to blot out, to take away not like a single deed, but the whole orientation of the fallen human condition and the fallen human heart that resists God, that can't be in full communion and full love. Jesus comes to take all of that away, that sin problem, that fallen human nature problem, because he desires so much that we know and experience that love, and we already in this life start coming into the freedom of the sons and daughters of God, that the circumstances don't have to determine how I relate to myself, how I understand myself, how I value my life, how I carry my heart every day. 1 John 4:16, so we know and we believe the love God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. I love that. I just love that passage. I actually mentioned it last week as well. So we know and believe the love that God has for us. That's a key thing. It's a key thing to abiding, that we know experientially and we believe. It's helpful to get our mind and heart and our spirit on the right track at the beginning of the week. This is the most valuable thing in your life and mind if you're baptized into Christ. And if you're listening and you haven't been baptized into Christ, that same Father, God the Father, loves you. And he's inviting you to come into relationship with him, to understand yourself the way Jesus understands you, created in God's image and likeness, wounded, fallen, separated from God because of sin. And Jesus comes to take it away. And he wants you to give it to him today by inviting him to just to repent, say, Jesus, you're right about me. And I see, and I'm beginning to see who you are and to understand, Lord, forgive me for my sins. Come and take away my sin. I want to become your child. I want to enter into this love. This is why the Catholic Church exists, to bring this, not just an idea, not just an emotion, but to bring a fundamental ontological, that means right down to the core of our being, total radical transformation that's at the core of our life, our spirit. In our spirit, it becomes born again, animated now by the life of God. Jesus wants so much that we become children of God like he's a child of the Father, and to come and enter into that, the fullness of that love, and that love that can love God the way God ought to be loved, to love our neighbor without limit in a way that Jesus teaches us himself how to do it, and then maybe the most radical thing, to love ourselves the way God loves us, to love ourselves for God's sake, in the will of God, who God made me to be. I'm going to come into agreement with who God knows me to be. I'm going to accept the dignity that's communicated to me through this gift given to me in baptism, in the gift of the presence and indwelling of the Trinity in my life. That is the most awesome, amazing thing that's happening in my life. And it's real, and it's happening now. Brothers and sisters, let's celebrate it here at the beginning of the week and walk in it all week long. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.